Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. My website is www.jbsba.com. Many of you will remember a few weeks ago, a couple of months ago, I guess, I interviewed a couple of outstanding individuals who are have been developing the innovation series that PBS has been running. One of those is the executive producer, Beth Hopi, who's with us right now. And also, she's brought with her a new friend, Greg Feith, who is going to be part of the series tonight that you'll see on PBS. And he's a former senior investigator with the National Transportation Safety Board. Beth, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
It's good to have you back.
It's nice to be here.
I can see that, Beth. I can see how that would be fun to be back.
It's fun.
And Greg Feith, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
It's good to have you back. Beth, I really enjoyed our visit last time, and I enjoyed the special. I enjoyed the last special that you guys did. I'm looking forward to the other seven. It's a total of eight, isn't it?
It's a total of eight. Four of them have actually already aired, and we're starting our second round of four. The series is Innovation on PBS, and it Crash Site Secrets is the next episode premiering tonight.
That's coming up today. And what time is that on PBS?
It's 9 o'clock, but you always have to check local listings.
Eastern
we follow
time,
Nova
typically,
in most markets.
9 o'clock Eastern time, right.
Right.
And why did you want to do one on Crash Site Secrets?
Well, I actually fly a lot for work. And I'm always kind of obsessed with planes and why they work and why they don't. And what we found out when we started looking into it was that often it takes major accidents to drive technology forward. And innovation is all about technology and technology moving forward and where we're headed. And it got into a really interesting subject area of sort of, you know, cynics would call it tombstone technology, which is
right.
This idea that it takes a major disaster to advance the industry.
Well, and Greg, one of the things that I've said as I told the audience that you guys were joining us today was I asked this question, you know, what's the price of a human life? And that the truth is people might not like to think about it, but that actually is a question that's being asked and answered, has been asked and answered really for as long as people have been putting humans on wheels and in airplanes, isn't it?
It's an unfortunate way of thinking about it, but you're absolutely right. We look back. We just celebrated the anniversary, the 100-year anniversary of powered flight with the Wright brothers. Unfortunately, it was also the Wright brothers that had the first fatality in powered flight in 1908. And it was a price that Thomas Selfridge paid for moving aviation forward.
Right.
So it is a really bad way of having to look at it. But unfortunately for the industry, that's the mentality.
Well, the reason I say that is, I mean, the gentleman you mentioned who was the fatality for the Wright brothers, I mean, he was pushing the envelope. But I remember 30 years ago or more than that, maybe, Greg, reading Popular Science, and when they talked about airliners that would one day have parachutes, you know, there would be two pods in each airline, and if mm-hmm. there was a problem, they'd just eject the pods and they'd all descend down in an airplane under a parachute. Well, you know, that was something that I guess we have the technology to do that today, but that would make every airline ticket cost $5,000. And so, therefore, if we have the technology that can save people, we do have it. We have the innovation, but we're not prepared to pay for it.
That's very true, and everything costs money. And if there is an innovation that is incorporated into an aircraft, someone's going to pay for it, and usually it's the passenger.
But Beth, aren't we all making these decisions every day? I mean, think about it. I mean, I drive my own car around. If I really wanted to spend the money, I would buy, you know, a huge Hummer and hire a driver and put myself in the middle of it, so I'd be protected from every kind of virtually any kind of an accident.
Right, but most people don't choose to do that, and that's really what it comes down to is what, you know, people are willing to pay for a ticket and what the airlines themselves are willing to adopt. I mean, every safety technology, and this is well covered in the show, every safety technology comes with a price, both a dollar price tag for development, but also weight that, you know, something else might cost more fuel, something
right.
else can't be in the airplane. And so there is a whole process of cost-benefit analysis that goes into adopting new technologies.
Greg, one of the low-tech issues that's come up recently has been getting the barricade type doors that protect the cockpit, right?
Yes, there's a bit of a controversy there, because while we're trying to protect flight crews from the potential threat of terrorism, it has a safety issue involved, only because those doors are reinforced, and in the event of an accident or immediate egress, that could potentially result in a inability of the flight crew to get out of the aircraft.
Exactly. You know, I can remember, as a pilot myself, Greg, I can remember being in a smaller airplane, and actually the pilots not even closed the door, and I could actually sit in an aisle seat and look into the cockpit, being interested in what they were doing, and watching them fly the airplane because the doors never were closed.
I've done the same thing, and it's nice for those of us that are interested in aviation to watch it all happen. Unfortunately, in this day and age, that view could be taken away from us in the very near future.
Well, exactly. What are we going to learn tonight when we watch the series tonight on PBS on innovation called Crash Site Secrets? What are some of the things that we're going to find out about?
Well, you're going to see sort of the several different cases where we look at a particular crash and then look at what technology has come out of that, what the industry has adopted. And there's a couple cases where Greg actually goes on site and helps sort that out, and we pick apart some of those stories, and then we look at some of the very newest technologies and look at what might be in the future as far as being able to prevent disasters. There's a technology we cover that's being developed that will not let a pilot crash an airplane into terrain, and the idea behind that is that, well, if it won't let a pilot crash it into terrain, it could also keep a terrorist from crashing it into a building. So it's
right.
A new technology being developed for safety. It's a ways from being adopted, but it's in that show. So if you watch the program, you'll really get a sense of how these accidents are investigated, how people like Greg do their job, and then how that drives the industry forward.
We're actually going to get to see Greg's smiling face on the show tonight, aren't we?
You absolutely
you sure
are.
Yeah. Beth, now, do you have to leave? Are you going to have to go after this segment?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Have to go.
Well,
about 1 minute.
But Greg's going to stay with us. And, Beth, thank you for this outstanding series. Thank you for being on the show. And I'm looking forward to our next visit already.
All right. Thanks so much for having me. We hope your listeners will watch Innovation on PBS. Thanks so much.
Beth Hoppe, ladies and gentlemen. She's executive producer of the PBS series Innovation. She's going away, but Greg Fife is staying with us. I got some more questions for him. Right after these messages, it's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
They treat you like a guest. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody?
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate, and Greg Fife is our guest, a new friend of ours. Beth Hoppe, who is an old friend, had to leave. She had to go do some other things, but we still got Greg. And ladies and gentlemen, Beth is the executive producer of the series Innovation, which, as you know, is going to be on PBS. I guess it's the fifth one of the eight is going to be on tonight on PBS. And but Greg is the only one you're going to be involved in, isn't it, Greg?
It is, only because it's about airplanes and air safety tonight. The series has a number of different aspects to it, but I'm doing the airplane segment tonight.
Right, and that's because primarily of your background as a former senior investigator with the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, and you're actually going to be on camera tonight, aren't you? You're going to be taking us through the paces, aren't you?
I am. What I try to do is educate. The whole purpose of this program is to show the viewer what it is that came out of the tragedies of an aircraft accident, how we've moved aviation safety forward using new technology so that we can prevent future accidents from occurring.
Mm-hmm. What have you learned in the last 10 years about all this?
Well, having been involved, I started my aviation accident investigation career coming right out of college. I was going to go fly airplanes for a living, and while I was in school, I went in, did an internship with the NTSB, and I wanted to humble myself and see what it was that was causing accidents so I wouldn't be part of that problem.
Right.
And I found a lot of, there was a lot of technology that could have been incorporated that hadn't been, only because of a lack of resources and funding. And unfortunately, as I progressed in my career, and I was the investigator in charge on ValueJet and a number of other high visibility accidents, it all came down to economics. And while it's sad to think of that, it took a major tragedy to bring awareness to not only those regulators that were responsible for being able to enhance safety, but also the general public as well, because they started to raise a lot of questions and pound their fist and say, why is it taking so long?
Well, and again, I'm going to come back. I want to come back to, and remind people that we all make decisions about the value of our liberties, our ability to move around, our conveniences. We all make decisions about where our priorities are, and we could all live and behave much safer if we wanted to, but we make a decision of how much we're willing to spend and how much time we're willing to take and what we're willing to do to absolutely go as far as we can possibly go to ensure our safety. And we all are able to make those decisions. And so isn't it really, don't we really need to realize that when we, before we condemn? I mean, obviously negligence is one thing, but in terms of making sure that innovations are installed, we all come down to the question of whether we're willing to pay for it, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it comes down to two things: attitude and discipline. It's how we approach the system or the problem in aviation. None of the manufacturers build an airplane to crash. None of the pilots go to work every day saying, I'm going to crash an airplane.
Because remember, folks, the pilot is always the first one at the scene of the accident.
It's unfortunately, unless the airplane goes in tail first, which is very rare. But the fact is that everybody is trying and working for a safe system. Unfortunately, what happens is that the shortcuts are taken, thinking, well, we've been able to do it this way for a long time. Let's see if we can do it this way, save a few dollars, save 5 minutes. And they'll get away with it the first time and the second time and the third time, but possibly the fourth time leads to an accident. There's always a piece of technology out there that could have probably prevented that accident, or a system, or a policy or procedure. But it comes down to two things: attitude and discipline of the people involved, the carrier, the regulators. There's a big system that has to really think forward rather than, this tombstone mentality of we'll wait till something happens and then fix it.
Is there a website that we can, let me see if I can find one here. Do you know about the website? I've forgotten where they can go to find out more about that. Is it 13.org or?
13.org. You go into, there's an icon that shows an airplane and it talks about air safety. There is a nice description about tonight's program and what accidents will be covered and some of the technologies that people will see based on those accidents.
13, the word 13, ladies and gentlemen, .org. Check that out. Greg, without giving away too much, and I've only got about a minute, what's the next innovation that's possible that can make air travel safer?
One of the big things now is fuel inerting. That is, after the TWA 800 accident, one of the big concerns was in-flight explosions of fuel tanks. There is now a low-cost, lightweight system that can be installed on airplanes to prevent a fuel tank explosion in the future on any aircraft.
Hmm. Yeah, because that was a 747 that blew up off of Long Island there, wasn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. That was good. You did that in a short time. I got 20 seconds. You got one more?
one of the other aspects is the air traffic control system, and being able to control an airplane in the event of a terrorist act or some sort of event that may lead to an accident. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of technology out there. It only takes lots of money, unfortunately, but it will make aviation safer in the future, that's for sure.
Greg Feith, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to seeing your smiling face on television tonight.
Well, good. I hope your viewers or your listeners are going to be watching. It's an excellent show.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Innovation tonight, Crash Site Secrets on PBS tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern. Quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.